My grandmother, Lottie Stevenson, first met Frank Turney when he was working for Carruthers, who had bought the Wyatt Stable in Sonora. It happened this way. Doctors A.L. and Lark Taylor had three upstairs rooms in a hotel rented for country women who came into town to wait for the baby to be born. When Mrs. George Traynor came in from Fort Terrett, she had a little girl, Alice. Lottie's mother looked after Mrs. Traynor, and Lottie looked after Alice, usually downstairs. One day, she and Alice were looking out the window toward the stable, watching Frank handle the horses. He saw them and rode up and began talking to little Alice. Well, of course this led talking to Lottie, and they're becoming acquainted. Frank was good at breaking horses to pull buggies and hacks. He broke them for everyone, including a team for Lawyer Cornell. He happened to ask Lottie to ride out into the country with him, usually behind a wild and rearing team. It was convenient to have someone to open the gates. At least that was an excuse. Eventually, they got up a case, and they were married in 1900. For a short time, Frank owned his own stable in Juneau. Frank's father, who lived at Juan, offered him 50 acres to come there and raise cotton and crops. Lottie picked cotton with one baby being dragged on the sack and another toddling down the row. All the women worked like this, but she got fed up enough to tell Frank she was going back to Sonora, Texas. It seems he, too, was ready to go.